With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The federal judge has temporarily blocked Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain sensitive personal data, such as Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. A New York federal judge has set a Friday hearing date for the case initiated by more than a dozen Democratic state attorneys general. Meanwhile, House Republican leaders are praising other early successes made by the president's Department of Government Efficiency under Elon Musk. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says that USAID misappropriated government funds for decades.
Go ask USAID how that's working out for them when they have to now be exposed to the fact that they were funding to the tune of millions of dollars drag shows in foreign countries with Americans' hard-earned tax dollars.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the department will continue to rout out government waste with the help of Republicans.
You're going to continue to see that level of scrutiny and that level of efficiency to get government working for the people again. And so President Trump has continued to work not only in the executive branch, but working with the legislative branch, working with us here in Congress.
Also at SRNnews.com, Johnson acknowledges his own chamber's plan will slip into the weekend, but insists it has just a few details to iron out. At stake is the Republican president's priority legislation that includes some $4 trillion in tax breaks, massive program cuts, and a possible extension of the nation's debt limit. Republican senators are headed to Trump's private Florida club to discuss. Hamas has released three frail-looking Israeli hostages, and Israel freed 183 Palestinian prisoners in the fifth exchange of a ceasefire agreement that has paused the war in Gaza. Strong storms bringing moderate to heavy snow across parts of the upper Great Lakes and Northeast this weekend. This is SRN News. Islam is making war on Christianity. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
That radical Muslims often do violence against followers of Christ is not news. But a new report from Open Doors illustrates how widespread the problem has become. Of the top 10 worst persecutors of Christians on earth, 9 of them are majority Muslim countries. Of the top 20, 16 are nations where Islam is the official religion. And if you go 1 through 30, you'll find 22 of the nations where it's most dangerous to follow Christ are majority Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The European Union is warning Pakistan that its status as a duty-free exporter to the bloc will continue to depend on the progress the country makes in addressing concerns about civil liberties, including freedom of religion. Pakistan is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth, and its draconian blasphemy laws have been decried by human rights activists for a number of decades. This is SRN News. As a part of a promotion for his newly published memoir, Bill Gates weighs in on the pros and cons of artificial intelligence.
The Microsoft co-founder says we can argue about the time frame for fixing AI errors, but
we have to acknowledge that AI is almost uniquely dangerous because it's unbounded in terms of how good it will get, and it's happening, you know, within a generation.
Gates says AI advances are helping his foundation and believes we're going to discover new vaccines and drugs with the help of the tools. I'm Julie Walker.
Sony's PlayStation Network is experiencing a major outage around the world, leaving an untold number of gamers unable to access online services, stores, and multimedia apps. Reports of connectivity issues spread quickly across social media, with users reporting error messages and login failures. You'll find more news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.